Who's that riding up?
Dan was gazing toward the edge of town. Frank knew at first glance.
Paco Morales.
Wonder what he wants, Frank.
Me.
Frank walked outside. Paco reined up in front of the saloon. He slowly dismounted and turned to face Frank, standing on the boardwalk in front of the general store.
Frank?
Paco?
Is it a good day, Frank?
Seems to be.
For dying?
Are you planning on dying this day, Paco?
Oh, no, Frank, not me. You.
I have no plans to die this day.
Oh, plans can change.
Did Mark Rogers pick you to brace me, Paco?
You might say that.
Did he pay you yet?
Why would you ask that?
Because I want you to have enough money in your pockets to bury you.
You're very amusing, Frank. I always enjoy your sense of humor.
Right out of here, Paco. Right out. Live a long life.
Ah, Frank, you know I can't do that.
Why?
I took the man's money. No matter what people say about me, I'm not a thief.
I never said you were.
But you want me to become one.
Throw Roger's money on the ground, Paco. That way your honor is secure.
Then I would be a liar.
I don't see it that way.
It really makes no difference to me how you see it, Frank.
Claude, get everyone out of the way.
Paco walked to the center of the wide street.
All this could be avoided, Frank.
Oh?
Yes, you get on your horse and ride out of this area.
Can't do that, Paco.
Won't do it.
This is my home, Paco. I live here.
You live nowhere on a permanent basis, Frank. That's why you're an honest drifter.
Maybe I changed, Paco. People do change, you know.
Not you, Frank. You're like that man in the fairy tale, that Robin Hood person.
That's quite a compliment.
It was not meant to be such. Enough talk, Frank. It's time for you and me to settle this.
A small crowd had gathered, the crowd making up the entire population of the settlement.
It's your play, Paco.
It's your life, Frank.
Works both ways.
I suppose that is true. Really, though, it is a pity.
Dying usually is.
Oh, not that. What I mean is the legend of the Drifter ends here.
Perhaps not, Paco. Have you given that any thought?
Men like you and me, Frank, we cannot entertain such thoughts. We have to believe our time will never end.
When I'm too old to live by the gun, Paco, I'll hang mine up. Ride out of here, go back home, and live a long life. Mark Rogers is not worth dying for.
I could say the same for your little piece of land.
Then I suppose we have nothing else to talk about, Paco.
It would seem so.
You wanted this showdown, Paco. It's your play.
Out of the corner of his eye, Frank was aware of a buggy stopping just at the edge of the short street. It was a man and a woman.
Reverend Carmody and his sister Lydia.
They sure picked a hell of a time to ride into town.
It's been interesting having your acquaintance, Frank. I will certainly attend your funeral services to show my respect.
The men were about 40 feet apart, Frank standing on the edge of the boardwalk, Paco in the street. The buggy rolled closer. Claude stepped off the boardwalk and walked into the street, halting the buggy.
Don't come any closer, Reverend. There's about to be some gunplay.
Some cowboys crazed by strong drink, I'm sure. How dreadful.
No, ma'am. That's the Mexican gunfighter Paco Morales in the street facing Frank Morgan yonder on the boardwalk.
That man is really Frank Morgan?
Yes, sir.
Heavens.
Lydia fanned herself with a little hanky.
This is terribly barbaric. Can't you stop this, sir?
No, sir, I can't.
Paco, honey.
A soiled dove was in an open window on the second floor of the saloon.
Not now, Alice. I'll be with you in just a few minutes.
Hurry, Paco.
She's gonna have a long wait, Paco, unless she plans to crawl into the pine box with you.
Hey, you are being foolish.
I'm tired of this, Paco. Make your play.
The smile faded from the Mexican's face. Frank could sense that Paco was ready to hook and draw. Steve Harlan had stepped out of the hotel to stand on the boardwalk, far out of the line of fire. He stood watching with a look of interest on his face.
Somebody should stop those men!
I wouldn't get in their way for no amount of money.
Oh, I simply can't continue to watch this.
But Lydia made no attempt to avert her eyes.
You gonna stand there in the road like a potted plant, Paco, or make your play?
You must be in a hurry to die.
Paco's hand suddenly twitched, and as fast as a rattler's strike, Frank pulled his peacemaker.
Sweet Mother of Jesus.
No, this cannot be. No man can match my speed. No one can beat me.
I must go to that man. He needs spiritual comfort in his hour of need.
What he needs is a damn good doctor.
You watch your mouth.
You know where you can stick that.
I beg your pardon?
Yeah, and do it sideways, sister.
I never.
Well, in that case, you ought to try it, lady. Hell, you might like it.
Frank stepped off the boardwalk and walked over to where Paco lay. Reverend Carmody was kneeling over the dying Mexican. He looked up at Frank.
You should be ashamed of yourself.
Why?
You've critically wounded this man.
No, I haven't. He isn't wounded. He's dead.
Graphic Audio. A movie in your mind.